This is Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. Good to have you along today. Did you know that heaven's full of cats? Fine guitarist is William Lee Ellis. The album is called Long Night, and that was a tune called Heaven's Full of Cats. The cats in question are the Hep Cats in old parlance. Reverend Gary Davis, Lonnie Johnson, musicians like that, because they're all gone now, but that style of music lives on. I think I'll play another one from the same album. The fellow's he's an interesting guy, this William Lee Ellis. Comes from Tennessee. His father, Tony Ellis, was a banjo player in Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys for a while. And indeed, William, the guitarist we're listening to, is the godson of Bill Monroe. That's not bad pedigree. He's now a professor of music at a college in Vermont. This is the story of Peg Leg Sam.
Death's head in a pork pie hat, stumping through life with a harp. Worked half an acre, lived in a shack, but he blew for the folks all over the map. Blew for the folks all over the map. Lost one leg in a Raleigh train yard, half his face to an angry man. Left this life for a charity war. Thousands knew him as Peg Leg Sam. Thousands knew him as Peg Leg Sam. There were more nameless or nearly so. Played so Peg danced up and down. Now those left are old without bite. Whistles passions that fade in the night. But dance passions that fade in the night. Egg legs and gymnastic dancers dead. He joins his leg. Roof the chief, Bing Pink and Sim. Welcome home. Your hop with you, you hideous ham. Say hey to the chief when you get to where you go. May the greens be greasy and living be easy. And your name up in lights, Sam's Medicine Show. Name up in lights, Sam's Medicine Show.
A few songs written about that fellow, Pegleg Sam. His real name was Arthur Jackson, and he played blues harp or harmonica in medicine shows to make a living. And there we heard a song written by and sung by William Lee Ellis from a fairly new release. It's really just an EP. There's only six or seven tracks on it, I think. Long Night. But it's worth a listen. Fine guitarist, that's for sure. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE.
Until I heard Brackham, and then his old brass will buy me a new pan. So wit can a young lassie, wit can a young lassie, wit can a young lassie do we an old man. Bad luck on the penny that tempted my Minnie. For to sell her poor Jenny for siller and land.
That's the voice of Ray Fisher. She came from a very well-known Scottish singing family. We've heard Archie Fisher on the program many times. We've heard Ray Fisher occasionally as well. The guitarist accompanying her on that song, What Can a Young Lassie, Martin Carthy. That was recorded a long time ago, 1991, an album called Traditional Songs of Scotland. Just what it says on the box, that's what they are. That was an old album. This one's even older. This is called Masters of French Canadian Dances by a chap named Joseph Allard. And we will hear Le Reel de la Touque Bleue, or the Blue Cap Reel. Mind the scratches. Before you ask, no, I don't know who was playing the jew's harp, but it was definitely Joseph Allard playing violin on a tune called Le Reel de la Touque Bleue, Touque with a U rather than toque, but it means cap anyway, Le Touque Bleue, Blue Cap Reel. Joseph Allard didn't have a very high profile because he worked as a fisherman for most of his life, but he was highly regarded, probably more highly regarded after he died. The great fiddler Jean Carignan was one of his students, and he was much better known. Masters of French Canadian Dances is the album, and it's on the wonderful Smithsonian Folkways label.
I I was born in a Louisiana bayou shack. Started to cry with a slap on the back from the hand of the man they call good old Dr. Jones. Through the measles and mumps and my bruises and bumps and a couple of broken bones, the man they called to get me through it all was good old Dr. Jones.
Call him Dr. Henry Jones. My baby is poorly, won't you come to my home? I ain't got much to pay our bill. He said, that's all right, son, the good Lord will.
He lost his wife to the fever one day. The war took his only son, and they say sorrow held the hand of Dr. Jones. He brought half the county into the world, but somehow he lost his own. So he does his best to save the rest, good old Dr. Jones.
Call him Dr. Henry Jones. My baby is poorly, won't you come to my home? I ain't got much to pay our bill. He said, that's all right, son, the good Lord will.
I remember the day when he passed away, all the things that he had to say as I held the hand of my good old Dr. Jones. He said, it's time to go, but I want you to know dying's part of living too. So don't you fret, cause I'm willing to bet heaven needs a doctor too.
Call him Dr. Henry Jones. Your work is all done, so come on home. The man upstairs is a-calling you, and angel's wings need a-fixing too. Call him Dr. Henry Jones. Your work is all done, so come on home. You killed a lot of pain and you had your fill. Now the good Lord wants to pay the bill.
I haven't played anything by that band for such a long time. They're called Riders of the Purple Sage, and that's what they do. That's cowboy music. Are they the new Riders of the Purple Sage? I don't know. Not that new by the sound of it. Anyway, Gene Autry liked that music very much. Not that he was in the band. That was good old Dr. Jones. You might have been able to work that out yourself. I'll play two tracks now from a group called the Boat Band. They come from the Lakes District of England. Traditional Cumbrian Tunes is the subtitle of their album, A Trip to the Lakes. And we'll hear, first of all, not a tune, but a song, The Birds Upon the Tree. Then a couple of jigs, The Cumberland Reel, which really doesn't sound like a jig, does it? And Carlisle Races. The Boat Band are Kate Barfield, who plays violin and sings a bit, Mark Burke, melodeon, vocals and percussion, and Greg Stevens, whose music I've enjoyed for a long time. He plays guitar and tenor banjo, melodeon and a bit of percussion. And Tony Weatherall, melodeon and vocals. So with so many vocalists, it's worth playing a song first of all. As I said, The Birds Upon the Tree, and then a couple of jigs, they say. Cumberland Reel being one of them, and Carlisle Races.
For me name is Tommy Bell. I don't care for your city life or games or bagatelle. A wandering through the wild woods, happy, gay and free, to hear the warbling of the birdies singing on the trees.
The birds upon the tree, the birds upon the tree. What a pretty sight it is, those little birds to see. You talk about your music, the sweetest song to me is the warbling of the little birdies singing on the tree.
I often lose me temper, cause it puts me in a rage, to see those little wild birds imprisoned in a cage. Burst your bars asunder and set your prisoner free, and hear the songs of liberty while singing in the trees.
The birds upon the tree, the birds upon the tree. What a pretty sight it is, those little birds to see. you talk about your music, the sweetest song to me is the warbling of the little birdie singing on the tree.
There's young Maud, the miller's maid, she's to be me bride. We often take a wander through the country side by side. And when we settle down in life, a cottage it shall be, where we can hear the warbling of the birds upon the tree.
The birds upon the tree, the birds upon the tree. What a pretty sight it is, those little birds to see. You talk about your music, the sweetest song to me is the warbling of the little birdies singing on the tree.
That was a bit shorter than I thought it would be. That was The Boat Band with two tunes, Cumberland Reel, which sounds very much like a fiery clock face, doesn't it? A Northumbrian tune. Cumberland Reel and Carlisle Races, and before that, The Birds Upon the Tree. Next on Come All Ye, I'll play another double play, I think. Two tracks from an album by Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones. Two good musicians and singers. We'll hear Poor Little Ellen, which is a traditional good old murder ballad. Then a tune called Camp Chase, and apparently, or allegedly, this was played so well by a fellow named Sol Carpenter that he won a fiddle contest which gave him an early release from a prison camp. I don't know whether that's quite how it worked, but was good enough to write on sleeve notes from Aaron Marshall and Carl Jones.
Poor little Ellen, sweet as a rose, how I love little Ellen, ain't nobody knows. Ain't nobody knows how I love little Ellen, ain't nobody knows. Shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Lying cold on the ground.
shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. While drinking and a gambling, just loafing around, a ball from my pistol knocks sweet Ellen down, knocks sweet Ellen down. A ball from my pistol knocks sweet Ellen down. Arrested. On Tuesday I was tried. By the laws of my country I had to abide. I had to abide. The laws of my country I had to abide. If I could go home and stay when I go, sweet flowers around Ellen's backyard I would sow. Sweet flowers I would sow. Flowers around Ellen's backyard I would sow. As a rose, how I love little Ellen, ain't nobody.
It's a nifty tune, that one. It's called Camp Chase, played there by a very fine fiddler, Aaron Marshall, and accompanied by Carl Jones on guitar. Poor Little Ellen was the song that Carl Jones sang before we heard that tune. The album Sweet Memories, Never Leave. Next song is a nonsense song. You might think that every song on this program is a nonsense song. Well, not so, not so. But this one definitely is. This is a song called Sue Sue and Silk. Comes to us from Sylvia Barnes. The Colour of Amber is her album. It was collected by Jenny Robertson. Oh, it was, I know who it was. It was collected from Jenny Robinson by her daughter, Lizzie Higgins, passed on to Sylvia Barnes. Now it's time to introduce you to a featured album on Come All Ye. It's called Burning Bright and has nothing to do with Tiger Tiger. It is an album by Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton. Pete Cooper's been around a long time playing English dance music mostly, but other songs and things from his band, what are they called? Rattle on the Stovepipe. But he's here with Richard Bolton, who is a guitarist and cellist. Pete Cooper himself plays fiddle. First one is Shepton Mallet Hornpipe and the Radstock Jig. Cecil Sharp visited the Shepton Mallet Union in December 1907. The Shepton Mallet Union was a workhouse, and he noted down a couple of hornpipes from the playing of a gypsy fiddler named James Higgins, who was pretty old at that stage because he was born in 1819 and he was recorded in 1907. Radstock, 9 miles northeast of Shepton Mallet, was at that time a mining town in the heart of the Somerset coalfields. And the term jig, Radstock jig, is used in the generic sense of dance tune. Yes, they do that a bit, don't they? All right, featured album on Come All Ye Today, Burning Bright by Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton. Tunes from the West Country of England, Shepton Mallet and the Radstock Jig, from our featured album today called Burning Bright by Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton. They've played music together for a long time, and quarter of a century or more. Most of the material is English dance tunes, but they do take a few little trips across the channel and further afield. Radstock Jig and a couple of others on this album can be found in Pete Cooper's tune book called English Fiddle Tunes. If you want to rush out and learn these tunes from the dots, that would be a good way to do it. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and we move now to Paul Brady, recorded in concert.
you draw near. To a few simple verses you quickly shall hear. It's the deeds of a hero that lives near Ballybay, and they call him Hugh Jackson, I hear people say. His milk hills and barns, they do put a great show. And his claws to the north and the city does go. At bleaching and lapping he does beat them all. And his cloth was first approved of in the linen hall. And more of his praises I mean to explain. So if you will assist me, I'll sing about Jane. Search Ireland all over from Cork to Kildare, and you'll ne'er find a match for Hugh Jackson's grey mare. He went to the stable, to the mare he did say, the hour is approaching and we must away. For a cup at Cootill you have twice won with fame, and this day we are challenged, you must run again. She turned in the stable and she cast an eye round. As for Squire Jackson, he lies on the ground. I'm afraid that poor curry by Spanker was through, and the rest of your opponents, they are not yet in view. The jockeys were mounted and all in a row, and if you had been there when off they did go, the bets they were making 10 guineas to four, that the cup back to Cree would return nevermore. Well, her mettle did rise. Over hedges and ditches like lightning she flies, and with a loud neigh these words she did say, you Bellamont sportsmen, I'll show you the way. When Jane and her jockey were half round the course, Miss Jane and her jockey began to discourse. Said Miss Jane to her jockey, kind sir, let me know, where are my opponents? When Jane she heard this, well, she went in at her race, and into the scales the balance was laid. The hall was surrounded for Jackson and Jane, and the cup went with honours back to Cree once again.
As you can tell, that was recorded in concert. It was 21st of July 1978 in the auditorium of Liberty Hall, headquarters of the Irish Transport and General Workers Union in Dublin. It's part of a Dublin folk festival in 1978. The recording was made because Paul Brady realised it would be a one-off thing, the first and last performance of any of those songs with that particular lineup of musicians. And what a lineup it was. Andy Irvine, Donald Lunny, Paddy Glacken, Liam O'Flynn, Matt Molloy and Noel Hill were with Paul Brady. We heard the song Jackson and Jane. Paul Brady recorded that performance on a domestic reel-to-reel Akai 4000 dB, and the tapes were domestic quality Fuji FG150/555, for those of you playing along at home. Came out all right, didn't it? Then he put the tape away, forgot about them, and eventually found them more than 20 years later. I don't believe that. I reckon he knew exactly where they were. Came out on a recording, Compass Records, and there we have it. I dip into that album from time to time because the performances were pretty good. This one, not so sure.
All right, bring the car round to Whitehall at 5 o'clock. A stroll is grand along the Strand whenever the air is warm. The rank and file salute the style and cut of my uniform. I often get an eyeful of a Tommy with a rifle and a heavy tin hat, and not only that, a haversack on his back. But I am not inclined for that kind of caper. I'm doing my bit without any kit except a pencil and paper. Ready to die, you knows the stuff to give the troops. I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors. I look so immensely picturesque behind an expensive walnut desk. I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors. I'm fighting the Hun without any gun. This boy's allergic to noise. I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors. I'm one of the Red Tape Brigade. At a stroke of the pen, I set thousands of men making bicycle clips for the troops. I supply every button and shoulder of mutton and sample the various soups. I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors. I've answered the call, Whitehall. I start at 10 and leave off again for my lunch at 25 to 1. I'm back at 3, at 4, cup of tea, and at 5, the busy day is done. I stroll around St. James's Park to dry martinis at the Barclay, then back to the club for some excellent grub. Isn't war an awful lot of fun? I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors. The whole of the tripe that I dictate has got to be typed in triplicate. I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors. My orders I give and sprawl in a swivel chair with a nonchalant air. I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors. I'm one of the Red Tape Brigade. I check up the boots that are worn by recruits. I buy rum and apportion the tops. I order wash basins from Fortnum and Mason's and quite a selection of pots. I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors. I've answered the call, Whitehall. Find I'm a handy kind of man if ever you plan a trip to Cannes. A fellow who goes to military shows and bowls along in a rolls. I'm one of the Red Tape Brigade. I reserve occupations for all my relations. It's social position that tells. And for those who are pally, there's always the ballet. I send them to Sadler's Wells. I'm one of the White Whitehall Warriors. I've answered the call, Whitehall. Oh, it's wonderful.
Now, that comes from 1940, which I don't really need to remind you was during the Second World War. That was Cyril Richard with a rather cynical take. Satirical take on the wartime bureaucracy. He was probably living in England at the time too. Can't imagine that coming out in United States equivalent then or now. But there we had it. Cyril Richard, I'm one of the Whitehall Warriors, from an album called Stars of Australian Stage and Radio, put together by Warren Fay. In his series, Warren Fay Presents Yesterday's Australia. Here's another one from the featured album. This is called Dean and Pearl. Reason being, the two tunes are Farewell to the Dean, D-E-N-E, and The Pearl Wedding. Willie Taylor wrote one of them to celebrate his 30th anniversary of his marriage to Nancy. And The Dean was written about their farmhouse. Willie sent Pete Cooper the music for some of his tunes after they met in 1991. And he signed his letter, "Keep fiddling, even if it's only your tax returns." say, from the featured album, Dean and Pearl. Otherwise, Farewell to the Dean and The Pearl Wedding. Farewell to the Dean and The Pearl Wedding from the featured album by Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton. And Richard Bolton playing some pretty flash guitar there. It's just the two of them on the album, apart from a chap by the name of Rafe Mizraki, who plays various sorts of percussion on some tracks. And he even has a crack at double bass on one. So more from the featured album in just a little while. You're listening to Come All Ye. This is Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer.
Oh, my name is Bob the Swagman. Before you all I stand. And I've had many ups and downs whilst travelling through this land. I once was well to do, me boys, but now I am stumped up
and find myself on rations in an old bark hut. In that old bark hut, in that old bark hut. And I find myself on rations in an old bark hut.
10 pounds of flour, 10 pounds of beef, some sugar and some tea. That's all they give to a hungry man until the seventh day. You must be mighty sparing or you go with an empty gut.
And that's the great misfortune in an old bark hut. In that old bark hut. In that old bark hut. And that's the great misfortune in an old bark hut.
The bucket you boil your beef in has to carry water too. When folks would think you mighty flash if you would ask for two. Have a billy and a pint pot and a broken-handled cup. And they all adorn the table in that old bark hut. In that old bark hut. In that old bark hut. And they all adorn the table in that old bark hut. The table is not made of wood like many you have seen. For if I had one half as good, I'd think myself serene. It's just an old sheet of bark, God knows when it was cut. It blew down from the rafters of that old bark hut. From that old bark hut. From that old bark hut. It blew down from the rafters of that old bark hut. Of furniture, there's no such thing, 'twas never in the place. Except this stall I sit upon, and that's an old gin case. You can use it as a safe, me boys, but you must keep it shut. Or the flies would make it cant around that old bark hut. Around that old bark hut. Around that old bark hut. The flies would make it cant around that old bark hut. I've seen the rain come in this hut just like a perfect flood. Especially through that great big hole where once the table stood. There's not a blessed spot, me boys, where you can lay your nut. The rain is sure to find you in that old bark hut. In that old bark hut. In that old bark hut. The rain is sure to find you in that old bark hut. So beside the fire I make my bed, and there I lay me down, and think myself as happy as a king that wears a crown. But as you're drifting off to sleep, a flea will wake you up, which makes you curse the vermin in that old bark hut. In that old bark hut. In that old bark hut. Which makes you curse the vermin in that old bark pot. Such flocks of fleas you've never seen, they are so big and fat. And if you make a grab at one, he'll spit just like a cat. They found my deck of cards last night and were fighting for the cut. I swore the devil had me in his old bark hut. In his old bark hut. In his old bark hut. I swore the devil had me in his old. So now, my friends, I've sung my song and heard as best I could. And I hope the ladies present won't think my language rude. And all you younger people in the days when you grow up, remember Bob the Swagman in his old bark hut. In his old bark hut. In his old bark hut. Remember Bob the Swagman in his old bark hut. In his old bark hut. In his old bark hut. Remember Bob the Swagman in his old bark hut.
Well, that's a different interpretation of that song. It's an old Australian bush song. Lots of versions of that have been collected and recorded. There we heard Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer, Johnny Dyer taking the lead vocals from their album Red House. I don't think I've got any other versions of that song with Nicol Harper being played. But there we heard it from Vicky Swan.
We were drinking down to Reedy's house when first we heard the blow. It seemed to come from Ripper Rock, so boldly forth we go. And sure enough, the rusty tub could just be barely seen. As her stern was high up in the air, we made out Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Me boys, I must remind you, there's a bubble left inside. So let us go and have a few and wait until low tide. And if the sea's not plainer when the glasses are licked clean, we will then set forth some dories, lads, and see what may be seen on the lovely Athens Queen. Some songs and old tall stories then came out to pass the time. Nor could a single bottle keep us all until low tide. And so it was before we left the house we were at sea. So I scarcely can remember how we made the Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Oh, the waves inside me belly were as high as those outside. And though I'm never seasick, I lost dinner overside. 'Twas well there was no crew to save, for we'd have scared him green. We could scarcely keep ourselves from falling off the Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Well, Reedy goes straight down below and comes up with a cow. Hello, I said, now what would you be wanting with that now? You'll never take a cow home in a dory on such sea. Well, me son, he says, I've always fancied fresh cream in me tea. For the lovely Athens Queen. I headed for the galley then, as I was rather dry. And glad I was to get there quick, for what should I espy? Oh, what a shame it would have been for to lose it all at sea. 40 cases of the best Napoleon brandy ever seen on the lovely Athens Queen. I loaded 20 cases, boys, then headed for the shore. Unloaded them as quick as that and then pulled back for more. Smith was pulling for the shore, but he could scarce be seen. Under near 200 chickens and a leather couch of green from the lovely Athens Queen.
to all good salvagers, likewise to Ripper Rock, and to Napoleon Brandy, of which now we have much stock. We eat a lot of chicken and sit on a couch of green, and we wait for Ripper Rock to claim another Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen.
Unmistakable voice of Stan Rogers. The Wreck of the Athens Queen, that came from an album called Fogarty's Cove, with a lot of his original material on it, as on most of his albums. I think I'll play some music from an American fiddler who focuses on Scottish music. Not uncommon. This is Bonnie Rideout, or is it Rideout? Rideout, I think. It's a set of tunes. We've got Lord Ray, Harda Lolol O, then it goes into the Lad's Cairn, then A Hobgoblin, winding up with A Long-Haired Damsel with Demonic Propensities, otherwise the Gruagach. Out with a set of tunes from North Highlands and Western Isles of Scotland. Next one comes from a group that I haven't played on the program nearly often enough. This is the Pogues.
Some pride, then cursed, then pride, then bled some more.
I think they often faded out songs because they weren't too sure whether Shane McGowan would start singing again. I think it was a little bit haphazard, some of the recordings, but not that album. That's Rum, Sodomy and the Lash, one of their better albums. That's the Pogues, of course, and A Pair of Brown Eyes. This is a group from Tasmania next. They recorded some of the tracks in Scotland, but they are based in Tasmania, where at the time this album called Skiddaw was released. And Skiddaw was an early settler's name for what's now Mount Wellington, Hobart. The group was John Bushby, Carolyn Bushby, Anne Parcell and Greg Woodward.
As I went down the marketplace, what do you think I seen? But a fine young Bible laddie, thinking o' the green, singing, hey, Donald, oh, Donald, dur-ma-do-a-day, singing, hey, Donald. Sweets of May, and he tossed my hair till the roots stood still to the tapping of my toe, singing, hey, Donald, oh, Donald, dur-ma-do-a-day, singing, hey, Donald, oh, Donald, dur-ma-do-a-day. Well, I have now to offer you, the young man said to me, but you'll gain love and freedom if you come away with me, singing, hey, Donald, oh,
Donald, A Tale of Requited Love. Makes a change, doesn't it? A group called Tantallon, who came from Tasmania. Their album Skiddaw. Another one now from the featured album, which is called Burning Bright, from the English musicians Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton. We'll hear Coilsfield House and Croppy's Strathspey. Coilsfield House, a composition of Nathaniel Gow, son of Neil Gow. And it's a stately air, by anybody's measure. It celebrates the home of the Earl of Eglinton. Then Croppy's Strathspey was composed by Alexander Given, who lived in Kelso in the Scottish Borders in the second half of the 18th century. A jolly pair. Well, the first one wasn't exactly jolly. It was more stately, wasn't it? Coylesfield House, composed by Nathaniel Gow, and then the second one composed by Alexander Given, called Croppy's Strathspey, which is a nice tune. Given some good work there by Pete Cooper on fiddle, Richard Bolton playing cello in its natural environment, Scottish music. No complaints. I love it. Here's Martin Simpson.
Why not you and I? You and I, you and I. Why not you and I? You cause me to weep, you cause me to mourn, you cause me to leave my happy home, happy home.
And to the bright and out on the street and on your own, just like another Rolling Stone. So don't let your tent blow over, don't let your lines go down. Recognize the rootless rover and try to make a joyful sound. And when you feel the best bit's over, remember how you come into town. Not a comb, not a hammer, nor a feather, nor a flight, nor a hoe, nor a spanner, nor a fiddle, nor a fife, nor a hand on your shoulder in a bitter and a biting cold. You could be out on the street and on your own, just like another Rolling Stone.
That's a trio from Sydney that was called Touchwood, with Like Another Rolling Stone, a song written by Michael Mara. This should be familiar to you. This is Planxty.
Lift Mackayer, all your face. Brewed and nowhere the owl disgrace that Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place. Drove you to the Ferdin. Grace said victory was sure. Soon the firebrand he'd secure until he met at Glenmalure with Fiacha MacHugh aboard. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care. Fallen is he your Starlow? Up with Halbert, out with sword, and we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Callow. See the swords at Lenamal, they're flashing over the English pale. See all the children of the Gael beneath O'Borden's banners. Rooster of a fighting stock, would you let a Saxon cock crow out upon an Irish rock? Fly up and teach him manners. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care. Fallen is he your Starlow? Up with Albert, out with sword, and we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Carlow. From Tisaggart to Clonmore, there flows a stream of Saxon gore. Well, great is Rory O'Gomore at sending the loons to Hades. White is sick, grey is fled. Now for Black Fitzwilliam's head, we'll send it over the ripping red to Queen Liza and her ladies. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care. Fallen is he your Starlow? Up with Halbert, out with sword, and we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Carlow.
Of course, Planxty from many moons ago. Follow me up to Carlow. That group recorded a few albums, and they were all wonderful. And you've heard them all on this program and all other programs playing folk music, probably all over the world. Wouldn't be at all surprised. Here's an album called Spyglass Waltzes from Rodney Miller and Elvie Miller. Rodney Miller plays fiddle, Elvie Miller plays piano, accordion, and the Hammond B3 organ. Mm-hmm. Here's a tune called Spyglass, composed by the two Millers. father and daughter combination there. That was Rodney Miller playing fiddle and Evie Miller playing piano. A title track from an album called Spyglass Waltzes. That was Spyglass. I'll give you another one now, this time from Corinne Polwart, very fine Scottish singer.
Behold the hills and dales around.
With plague, a marriage curse. wander through each other's dreams, near where the chartered panthers flow, and mark in every face I meet marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every band, mind forged manacles.
So something a bit different from the featured album. That was a poem by William Blake called London. It was part of the publication Songs of Experience. Fairly plaintive little effort, that one, but moving on from 1794 when he wrote that, it was set to music by Dave Arthur, who was Pete Cooper's bandmate in Rattle on the Stovepipe, or probably still is. I think they're still going. And was set to music for a 2017 fundraising gig for the Blake Society. It raised funds to contribute to the purchase of a gravestone for the poet on a previously unmarked spot in Bunhill Fields, London. Fancy William Blake not having a gravestone. I mean, lots of people don't, I suppose, but you'd think he would. So, all right, London. That's the only song on the featured album, Burning Bright. Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton. We'll have time for one more, I hope, before we part company today at the end of the show. This is a set of tunes from a group called Pride of New York. We'll hear Maud Miller, The Morning Mist, and Lady Gordon. A set of reels.
I'm climbing up the mountain, children,
children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children,
children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some say give me silver, some say give me gold. I say give me Jesus, who's precious to my soul.
Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children,
children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some people call me noisy,
boom,
I belong with the noisy crew.
Boom, boom,
shout when I get happy, like what Christians boom, boom, do.
Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children,
children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Boom, boom, boom.
I started out for heaven,
boom,
to Zion's land I'm bound.
Boom, boom, boom,
with Jesus as my captain, Lord, I will not turn.
Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children,
children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Great God, I heard a mighty rumbling, it was way down in the ground. It must have been the devil, Lord, he was turning around and around. Great God, I'm
climbing up the mountain, children,
children,
I didn't come here to stay.
Brother, now,
if I never no more see you, I'll meet you at the coming day.
Yeah, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Climbing Up the Mountain. We'll go out with just a little bit of another one from Pete Cooper and Richard Bolton. This is, I think, the end of Harper's Frolic, then they go into Bonnie Kate, so to speak. Featured album today. Hope you've enjoyed it. Come back again real soon and we'll have another program of Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.